Welcome back to the MetaMinds podcast. And on MetaMinds Online, we are a mentoring service helping conscious people destroy their limiting beliefs and unlock the life of their dreams. And on today's episode, we've got a different one. I'm kind of interviewing Eamon on this ultimate 30-day challenge that he did recently. It sounds like you had a lot of insights and a lot of challenges as well. So we're going to kind of break down exactly what that entailed. And then we'll dive into each individual thing and maybe some challenges you had and what you've learned from them. So I'm just going to read from here, mate. The 30-day challenge included no coffee, no alcohol, low dopamine or a dopamine fast, 30 minutes of meditation daily, exercise daily, daily journaling, and one meal a day or a four-hour eating window. So I would like to know, firstly, why did you do this, Eamon? Why did you decide to do this?
It's kind of funny, man, like the reason I actually did this, like I watch a lot of kind of self-development YouTubers, you know, and like a lot of them, you know, this is exaggerated, but they're like, I did cold showers for one day and this is what happened. And like, they just get a million views, you know? And I'm like, it just, you know, they call it a challenge, but I'm like, that just didn't really seem that challenging to me. So I was like, what if I did something that was actually challenging? Mm-hmm. And so like this is 3 months ago as of what we're recording now, but like probably 2 months prior to that, which was literally kind of the start of the whole pandemic situation. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And I did it with 1 hour meditating every day. And I literally lasted 2 days. I was like, nah, it just didn't work for my lifestyle at that point. So wait till it kind of was kind of in a bit of a flow where I could do it. And I decided to give it a shot and it was crazy. It was really hard.
So. Yeah. How did you decide on those 7 different criteria?
Well, I suppose a number of different things, but they kind of would all fit into my current lifestyle and I was already doing kind of some of them. So it was kind of a lower barrier to entry than kind of adding in like cold showers in winter or, yeah, I don't really know. Just kind of was like, I'll throw that in and see if that's actually challenging kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, so. Yeah, cool. So I guess we'll start off with the first thing, right? So coffee.
Yeah.
A lot of people love coffee.
Yeah.
I'm one of those. A lot of people depend on it. Tell us about that. How was that for you?
Yeah. So like the main thing is coffee, and I've been wanting a forcing function for me to quit coffee for a little bit, right? And coffee activates your cortisol, which is essentially your fight or flight response. If you remember from the Madison Don't podcast, she talks a lot about this. And it's no joke, you know, it's no joke, man. We're like literally drinking essentially some
anxiety,
sort of
anxiety.
Basically.
Dude, we're drinking anxiety, yeah.
And it feels good for a bit because it activates your dopamine receptors, right? And you're like, yeah, I feel good. But if you do it every single day, then, you know, you're actually activating. It's as if you just like open a door and there's a lion there about to eat you. You know what I mean? Like that's a bad example, but that's like, it gives you a bit of that, oh, I need to run away from an animal kind of thing. So you're injecting that into yourself more than once a day sometimes.
I just drink coffee, dude. You don't have to inject.
Yeah. Well, okay. All right. So this might be a different podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, I don't know. It's like, you know, I have quit coffee before. I generally do like January's quite dry. Mm-hmm. Especially after December, can get a little bit loose.
Christmas
so yeah,
time.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, just let's quit coffee and decided on doing that and needed a forcing function. Otherwise, it gets 3 days in. I'm like, oh, I'll just have one, you know, and yeah. Do it. So, and I was drinking way too much, noticing my anxiety levels. So I needed to actually see what it would be like to quit it for a month, you know.
Cool. And what were like the immediate things that you noticed within the first 3 days?
Well, I suppose we probably don't have the time to do that with everything.
With each one. But like, I'm just curious because like right. Coffee, like you said, anxiety, like I drink way too much as well.
Yeah.
Like, did you notice like the jitters or were you struggling with that?
So like the first week is always like the hardest. You know, if you drink a lot of coffee, you'll be well aware that, yeah, you just kind of, you know, you're in, definitely in a lot lower energy because your body wakes up and it's expecting that thing, right? You're literally an addict.
You condition your body. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, so a little bit foggy, like it's harder to wake up. You need a bit more sleep. And yeah, sometimes headaches as well. You need to drink a lot of water. So the first week was definitely the hardest for the caffeine.
The coffee, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then alcohol was the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So look, I wouldn't consider myself like the hugest drinker. I know one person or two people out there that would disagree with that, but I don't drink as much as them. Okay. If they're listening to this, bevies. But yeah, no, it's just like, that's going to be an easy one. Cause a lot of people, again, in this self-development space, they're like, you know, I'll quit alcohol for a month or whatever.
Yep.
And this is what happened kind of thing. So I was like, yeah, I'll throw that in there for sure. You know, it's another thing. It's toxic. It's literally poison that you're giving into your body that makes you feel a little bit like wavy or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I mean, may as well cut that out for a month. Like again, during the pandemic, there wasn't exactly gigs that I was going to, which is when I would generally have a couple of beers. So yeah, I was like, yep, take that out as well.
Not too challenging then.
That was probably one of the least challenging ones, yeah, to be honest. Yeah,
cool.
I mean, there was a few social situations where it's just like, you know, and we have this Australian drinking culture where they're like, oh, why? Just have one beer. Like, what's the deal? And I'm like, oh, and, you know, a few of them, they all came around when I was like, actually, I'm doing a challenge, which is a thing, you know. Mm. And they're like, oh, okay, fine, you know.
Yeah.
But if in a normal situation, you're like, oh, I don't really want to drink, everyone, you know, you've probably experienced it. They're like, why? Like, that's weird, you know.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
It's social, everyone just gang.
We're all here to drink, aren't we?
Yeah. It's
like, why would you not be?
So,
yeah.
Yeah, that was a little bit hard just because of the social kind of pressure or whatever. But fair when enough. I told them I was doing a thing, I'm like, I've got a little bit of understanding, you know.
Cool. The next one's an interesting one. So low dopamine or a dopamine fast.
Yeah.
Firstly, how did you measure that? Like what did you put down as like, I can't be doing that, that's too high dopamine? How did you recognize what to actually limit?
Yeah, so like, I mean, to start off, I'd love to do like a full dopamine fast, but I say it in like the first few minutes of the first video. For those that don't know, it's a 4-part video that I made, which is about an hour long in total, documenting my week by week journey on this process. You can check it out on YouTube. It's live now.
Yeah.
But deciding on that one was the hardest one because it's a bit more of a gray kind of area because my job involves working with computers every single day and cameras and being on social media to do marketing and things. So actually having that was a little bit hard. But for example, I had deleted all apps like Reddit and Facebook and Instagram off my phone. And I would only download them or use Creator Studio to actually make a post and that kind of thing. So limiting social media where possible, just limiting all dopamine where possible, you know, no music as well. So like if I was in the gym or whatever, rather than listening to music to pump me up, which was really hard actually, because that really does help you in the gym and whatever, I would be listening to audiobooks and podcasts. So that was, I mean, that was good. But yeah, you will see the results of how I go with that one. I definitely am not the best with it. For example, about 3 weeks in, I played a few video games with Dan and didn't even realize until like week four that I'm like, wait, that's extremely high dopamine.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I wasn't perfect with it, but all part of the learning experience, I suppose, you know, so.
That's it, yeah, for sure. So the next thing was 30 minutes of meditation. Yes,
yeah.
30 minutes of meditation daily.
Yeah, so again, like, you know, it was almost like a forcing function. Like I just wanted to do these things to force me to actually do these things because I've been trying to meditate for years and years now. And I'll go into months where I'm doing it pretty consistently and then I'll duck out of it and I'll go into it and duck out of it. And like the studies show that it's actually really effective when you're doing it consistently, you know?
Mm.
And so, yeah, like really just wanted a forcing function for me to do it consistently. And it did make me do it consistently, which was great. And yeah, as I said, I initially tried to do it for an hour, but it's like there's only so much time you can kind of give to something when you are living a life with a job and creative, you know,
yeah,
passions and people in your life that, you know, want to hang out with you or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not super rare these days. No. So yeah, like 30 minutes of meditation, that was definitely a good one. I think pairing that with the coffee, like, and just with everything, like, I feel like it probably wouldn't have been as beneficial without the meditation, you know?
Okay, yep.
So, like, I think that really helped, like, you know, for example, off caffeine and to help give me a bit more, like, brain focus and boost or whatever, having that meditation kind of got me out of the need to be like, oh, I need coffee or whatever.
Yeah, so, fair enough.
At least that's how I was trying to convince myself.
Yeah, yeah. And besides the fact that you actually had the challenge and you were trying to keep yourself accountable, you're obviously documenting this on the internet, so that's quite a big kind of accountability check.
Yeah.
Did you have any like processes or steps? Did you write things down so that you were making sure you were doing it at a particular time?
Well,
like, how did you naturally do that?
That comes to one of the next ones, which is the journaling, you know?
Okay, yeah.
So, like, that's something else that I was doing, which I've never done before. And the reason I did it was because of you, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I think we were talking at your house, and you're like, oh, yeah, the way I do it is I just leave my journal there, and I do it when I want to, and it's there for me ready to do it right, you know, on your desk.
Mm.
I was like, I've never thought about it that way because it was always something I would like to experiment with, but I'm like, I don't really like to write and it's physical, I'm used to digital things, whatever. So that was another way to get me out of the whole dopamine thing and push me away from the computer to actually,
cool,
you know, write it down. So I was writing about my experiences every day. You know,
okay, yeah.
How
yeah.
I felt and why I felt that way today or whatever.
Yeah.
So interesting to look through that diary because I'm like, oh man, day 3 was bad, you know? Like, so,
yeah.
But yeah, there wasn't exactly any systems. Like some days it would get to the, you know, late at night, I might haven't done my meditation, it's time to do that before I go to sleep. But some days I would wake up and be like, all right, great, found a nice sunny spot in the sun, let's sit down and do it now, you know, or 15 yeah. minutes and 15 minutes, you know. So
cool, yeah. Okay. And the other thing, we'll kind of come back to all of this and see what you learned from it. And
yeah.
I guess, yeah, moving forward, what other people can maybe learn from this. But the exercising daily, I know you're pretty consistent anyway with exercising, but was it a transition making sure you did it daily?
So like, you know, I was kind of, you know, 3 to 4 times a week in the gym. But again, that was like, it was kind of halfway through the challenge when the gyms opened back up again. But there was no kind of gyms open at that time.
Yeah,
during the whole pandemic. So there was probably a month and a half, maybe 2 months where I actually wasn't really exercising super well. And besides that, I would just do weights. So it was kind of more focused on like, I want to do a bit more cardio every single day. So I was like going for jogs, going for runs, doing a lot of skipping. And yeah, just like, you know, burpees and things like that in my backyard, whatever I had about. I had a couple of different weights in my yard at the time.
Mm.
And so, yeah, that again was really great for the mental like energy. You know, like pairing that with meditation as well. It's like doing that in the morning, even if it's just a little bit and a big stretch and whatever. You know, that was kind of my coffee for the day, I suppose. Mm. So yeah, that was really helpful for the kind of mental kind of clarity. And it was also, you know, trying to shred a little bit of body fat and gain a little bit of muscle at the time. Notice I was, had a little bit of COVID pudge, as they say.
There you go.
Never heard that before, but anyway. And so yeah, I had a couple of different goals and I was like, may as well chuck that in there. And just the doing it every single day, listening to a couple of Rhonda Patricks at the time. If you don't know who she is, she's got some crazy scientific value, all about saunas and things like that. And yeah, exercising every day, getting that that cortisol going.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And then the final one was the one meal a day and making sure it stayed within a 4-hour eating window.
Yep.
What did that look like? Did you have to eat a lot in that period?
It's high, bro. So I was trying to go for like 2,500 calories, 2,700 calories, depending. And yeah, so like I had already previously experimented a few times with one meal a day. And when you actually eat 2,500 to 2,700 calories in one sitting, depending on if it's like more carbs or more protein, for the next 2 hours, you just go into this like zombie-like state where you want to fall asleep.
Mm.
So I realized that wasn't super practical. And also, you know, when I'm at work, I only have like 15 or 30 minutes to eat or whatever. So instead of me being like, all right, sweet, like now's the time to eat. And I just crush like 3,000 calories. And then I go back to work and the next 2 hours, I'm just a zombie at my desk. Everyone's like, Eamon, what's up? And that's why I said 4-hour eating window, because like more often than not, it ended up being like, you know, in my 15 minute break in the morning, smash down some food, and then 15 minute break in the afternoon, which is kind of 2 hours after that.
Okay.
I'd finish kind of the rest of it, you know, and that seemed to be a better way to kind of space it out. And I feel like I've got most of the benefits of it still, that got having a bit of a comatose kind of state.
Yeah.
So yeah, and you know, I've recently only just kind of come off that, but I was still in that kind of 4-hour eating window for a few months after that. And the mental clarity you get from fasting is amazing.
Mm.
You have to kind of overcome the hunger. So wherever you actually do place your fast is going to be hard. But yeah, like I feel like I had, you know, better muscle growth and lower body fat. Again, like, this is the hardest thing about this challenge, man, is that you can't really pinpoint anything to one particular thing, because there was like, it was stacked all these habits on top of each other.
Yeah.
So I can't be like, yeah, that was the thing. But also it's entirely anecdotal and my life is a lot different to, you know, everyone else's life. So
for sure.
But I think it helped a lot.
Yeah. Okay. So if you were to do this challenge again, do you think you would do anything differently?
I wouldn't do it again.
There you go. Really?
No. I will do some challenges again on my YouTube channel, but, would not stack that many. It was stupid. And there was times where I'm like, what am I doing? Like, just stop shooting. Don't make the video. It's just dumb. Like, why are you doing, what are you trying to prove? You know? Yeah. Cause I'm, you know, trying to do so many things in my life and I had a full-time job and, you know, managing all these different things, whatever. And those days where I'm like, ah, can't hang out, man. Cause I know that you'll be drinking and I've got 30 minutes of meditation and some journaling to do. So sorry, bro. Got to go home and do this stupid stuff, which I'm doing, you know? So it was definitely not all positive. Especially, yeah, with the quitting caffeine, which is like was a daily part of my routine, right? And you just take that away and that's like a big dopamine hit that you're getting every single morning, plus all these other things that you're trying to add and take away or whatever. It's just like the motivation sometimes is like, oh man, I just don't care, you know? So did I answer your question?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So then
it was hard.
You know, obviously it was very hard. What kind of things have you taken away? Like, has there been anything that's changed your life? Things that you have taken differently now after doing that challenge?
Yeah. So like, this is the reason that we're actually doing this podcast, is that I'm going to make a video on this on my YouTube channel as well. Is that this is 3 months after that challenge now. And literally day 31, right? Finished the challenge. Okay. Wasn't perfect. You can check it out on YouTube. But day 31, I'm like, sweet, I'm free. I can do whatever I want now. Right.
Yeah.
And so within 1 hour, I had just gone completely back to all of my other habits, right? It's like, I can have a day off, you know? And of course that turned into 2 days off, which turned into a week off, which turned into 2 weeks off. And at that point, it really hit me that because I had taken or added all these different habits, and then all of a sudden, like, flipped back to the opposite, you know, added caffeine, wasn't exercising as much, so didn't have as much sleep, wasn't doing the journaling, you know, and like meditating. I was like, yeah, just wasn't doing any of it, right? And then within 2 weeks, I just felt like my life was absolute chaos. You know, it was just on fire.
No structure, like, almost.
Exactly.
You've gone from structure to like, okay.
Yeah. But also these habits, like, you know, having coffee every day and stuff, like, and then not meditating to like kind of calm your brain. It's like, I just, yeah, without them all, it was so obvious to me that life was crazy and I didn't have a handle on it when I wasn't doing all of these habits, because I had just come off a month of doing it all perfectly. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So that in turn was the actual thing that, you know, not the month itself, like, cause it was hard and it was a bit of fun and whatever. I made a video, but the actual 2 weeks after that, when I went into, you might know, I had anxiety again and I woke up and oh, what am I doing today? And it was foggy. So I had another coffee or whatever.
Mm.
That was the actual trigger for me to be like, man, it's really important that I actually experiment with these habits more and integrate them more into like my life, you know?
Yeah.
So since then I've been meditating more, I don't want to say aggressively, but more consistently. Yeah. just meditating aggressively, yeah. Like this.
Yeah.
I've switched up my routine with the fasting a bit, but here or there, I still do 4-hour eating window at least once, 1 to 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Low dopamine, just being aware of it, because again, that's a very huge anxiety provoking thing.
Mm.
Being aware of all the different things that are actually on, you know, your phone that are just going to trigger everything. And I really try, something I go over in the challenge is that when I wake up immediately, don't look at my phone, because that is a huge, because immediately you're just giving your time to someone else, you know, and you're looking at all the things on Instagram. You haven't even rolled out of bed and woken up and seen the sun yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, come on, man, you know? And so that's something that I've, you know, really tried to take away from that as well. Again, not perfect with it.
Mm.
It's like, I literally have to reference it because I forget as well. People are like, oh, what's the challenge about? I'm like, literally watch the video because I don't remember, you know, like, exercise every day. I'm definitely exercising much more, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being very intentional with my alcohol and caffeine usage, caffeine specifically, because I just didn't even realize how much it affected me. Like, yeah, from like, you know, skin being clearer and looking better to, yeah, just actually feeling present and not having any like just edge of anxiety that's always on you. And when you actually get there after a month and not doing it, it's quite crazy, because it's probably been a long time since you've actually felt that way.
Mm.
And when you get to that state and then all of a sudden you get back out of that state where you're in anxiety again, you're like, but I remember it could be like this.
Mm.
So I try not to have coffee every single day now, you know, it's on alternative days. I have a lot of green tea where possible, matcha as well, which is fantastic. So
yeah, cool. And like in terms of maybe your overall emotional and like energy levels, did you notice some like major shifts in that over the weeks?
Yeah. So like, you know, again, it's all on that video, but like definitely the first week was horrible. Second week I had adapted.
Mm.
Third week I kind of got out of the slump and I had like a little bit of adapted. And the fourth week it was really great, because I was kind of like almost in this like flow state where I'm like, this is my life now and this is how it is. And I'm, you know, really vibing it. And I was back up to normal energy levels. I'm sure I could have had no coffee for another month or two and it would have just gotten better.
Yeah.
But by the end of the 30 days, I was really in a fantastic state where I just wake up, no worries, you know, feel like I've had a great sleep, even if I've only had 7 hours, you know, and I'm awake like immediately, jump into the day, love my morning meditation, you know, crushing all out. The amount of audiobooks I got through in that month was crazy. Like literally got through like 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, got through a lot of content. I feel like it was much more productive and creative.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Is it sustainable though? Like, do you think you could do it for a year?
Well, it depends, you know? And this is kind of what I'm saying, man, is that like, now that I spent a few weeks off all the habits and then recognized all of the habit, like what they were doing. Now that I've reintegrated, like I've gotten to a level where it's actually kind of sustainable now.
Cool.
Where I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't have a coffee today. And I'm still, look, not perfect. Sometimes I'll have a few coffees in a day. I did it today. If you haven't noticed, I'm a bit, you know? Nah. But yeah, like just being much more intentional with these things. And then also becoming more acutely aware of how things affect you, you know, because it's like you'll have a coffee and you'll have another coffee or a coffee the next day or something, and you'll be a little bit like this or whatever. And if you can notice that and be like, man, I remember a time when it wasn't like that, you know, it's like, well, all right, none tomorrow, maybe even none the day after, you know?
Yeah.
If you're doing that, rather you don't need coffee every day, then you're just having green tea or whatever it is. So
it's almost like you kind of took the blinders off, you know, like, how would you have any idea how you would react without removing it? You know, like the idea of coffee daily, going on our phones daily, you know, maybe just missing the gym every couple of days, just going, oh, whatever, whatever. But you actually, you know, removed the blinders, so then you were aware of what it was actually doing to you. So I guess in reflection, it sounds like that's been really like a powerful reflective tool maybe. So when you're thinking about a coffee, you've recognized that, well, actually, I've gone 30 days without it and it didn't actually bring too much to my life. And I could probably just have a tea and be okay with that. So I guess without doing it, you probably wouldn't have come to a lot of these reflections and almost insights. So like for people out there that might want to try a challenge or try to cut out particular things, like, do you have any advice for people out there?
Yeah. So, you know, I'll speak to my past self is like, you know, I wouldn't say not do it, but like, you know, if you're going to do something like this, one thing at a time, you know, introduce one thing at a time or take one thing at a time out, you know, and also like start at 10%, you know, it's like, let's not have a coffee on Monday and let's make sure we go for a walk as soon as I get up, which is again, part of my current daily routine now, which is fantastic because that just makes me feel much more awake. And then you can kind of decide whether or not you need a coffee, you know? So it's like integrating small habits and then going from there, you know, it's like if you hard cut everything, I'm sure it works for some people, and it did work for me in that instance because I was forced to do it because I had a, you know, forcing function.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe try a cold turkey for a week, But if you're going to do a month or whatever, you might turn destructive like real quick.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to, you know, in midweek be like, screw it, let's drink a bottle of vodka. That's not, I would never do that, you know, yeah. But like, yeah, just wanted to go destructive on it, I suppose.
Yeah. And I guess what you alluded to before, and you did say it, like, because you did seven different things, you can't really attribute particular things to removing, you know, cutting down on dopamine, for example, or getting rid of coffee, because they're all kind of compounding, like the effects of not having coffee and also cutting out dopamine, that would probably put you into a heightened state, but you can't just put it down to one thing. So I guess what would be really important for people is to, which is similar for in the medical model of like, if you're reacting to a particular food or particular drink that you're putting into your body, the idea is to slowly remove one thing at a time so that you can kind of come to a conclusion of what it might be. But if you remove everything, then you're kind of like, oh, well, I guess I'm fine. Then you go back to the same routine and you have no idea what you've changed or what was actually causing it. So yeah, that's really cool to hear that. Maybe just don't be like Eamon.
Pretty much, just, yeah.
Actually,
that was the biggest negative of it, honestly, is that I got to the end. I was like, it's cool, but I don't know why, you know, what I like. I feel this way, and I don't know if it's the coffee or the meditation or all of it. Yeah.
You know, and you just have no idea.
Yeah. You can't really attribute it. I mean, I think I have some idea, but I don't want to say definitively because. And the other thing is, this is entirely anecdotal, you know? Someone might be listening to this and be like, that would be so easy to do all those seven things or whatever. And it's like, then choose something for you that's going to be challenging for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just so funny to me that I was like, oh, I see people on YouTube doing this and I think it's easy, so I'll do it. And the challenge itself was like pretty hard, relatively hard. But it was actually the few weeks after that where I went on everything that's what actually triggered that. I was like, oh man, like you really can affect your life so much by some of these normal habits. Like yeah. It's like normal to have a coffee every day and someone's like, come get a coffee with me. And you're like, yeah, no worries. It's like, you get a green tea. Like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah. Why are you getting a green tea, bro? And it's like, well, you know.
But you're almost a completely different person for 30 days.
Yeah.
You know, like your habits obviously dictate the type of things that you do and what you put into your life. So like you said, you know, you might not have gone to particular things because you didn't want to be around alcohol, or you had to set a particular schedule because you wanted to meditate and then wake up and walk or whatever it may be. So you're almost structuring your life around a future self, which is really cool.
Yeah. Mm. And like one of the biggest takeaways from this as well was recognizing seeking behavior. And this is something that I'm still struggling with now, but I didn't realize the extent at which I had it. It was that it's like, oh, it's Friday at 6 p.m. I want to feel good and, you know, I'm not hanging out with a friend tonight. I'll have a few beers.
Yeah.
And you're just like filling a void. You're just seeking something to fill something else, you know? You know, like I want a beer because I love a frothy beer and I just really want to enjoy this. You know what I mean? It's like, no, you're having a beer and you're actually trying to fill a void. And it's the same with coffee. You'd be like, 2 o'clock. It's like, oh, I guess I feel a little bit. Yeah, I'll have a coffee for sure. And it's like, I wasn't allowed to do that on this challenge. So I could see where my brain was just like, oh, let's fill, you know, let's do something to fill this gap or this void or whatever. And it's like, but instead you could take like a few breaths and really just recognize where that's coming from because yeah. I had to.
It was almost like you tried to force decision fatigue away from you. So instead of going, do I have a coffee? You're like, well, no, I'm not going to have a coffee because I've set myself this goal. So you're almost cutting out those decisions.
Yeah.
Which is really powerful. Maybe. But then it's interesting that how the mind, when you take away those restraints, the mind just goes, cool, back to coffee now.
Yeah, time, baby. Yeah. And it was.
And you just relapse, basically.
Straight up, relapse. Yeah. That's the word for it, man. Like, I wouldn't call myself an addict or anything, but like, yeah, I mean, the way I almost did relapse was just like, it's like next day, it's like, yeah, let's go for coffee, have a few bevvies, like don't need to meditate, screw the diary. And look, I haven't picked up a diary since then, to be honest. So that's probably the one habit that I haven't actually continued to reintroduce.
Yep.
I just didn't really vibe with it. Like, it definitely had its benefits because I was able to look back and be like, I felt this on this day, or, you know, just see what's going on and document, you know, you just gets all the thoughts out of your head. So you don't have to, you're not just sitting with these thoughts that are in your head all the time, just gets them all out. But that's the one habit that I've just been super slack on. I haven't picked back up again, to be honest.
So, yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, that's
pretty much it.
Pretty much it, yeah, honestly.
Is there, you've got a few minutes, is there any other thoughts, anything that I missed, anything that you would like to share with people, share for yourself?
Well, like, question why you want to do something, I suppose. Like, for example, you know, if you want to do like this crazy challenge, like, again, I was almost doing it like because of my ego. I was like, other people would think that their tradition is hard and everyone validates that. And I want that validation because I think I could do something. And it ended up changing my life, right? But the reason was that I was like, I see another person doing something and I think I can do that better. And then it, you know, screwed me up for a little bit, but then also it improved my life. But it's like, question why you're doing something, you know? And if that is either questioning why you're going to go off coffee or why you do drink coffee, either way, it's beneficial, I suppose.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is, again, it's different for everyone, but that's a big takeaway of myself. It's like, well, yeah, I want a coffee, but do I need a coffee?
Yeah.
Like, why am I actually having
this
coffee?
Being aware of your habits, routines, and maybe, yeah, question why you do it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Sweet. Well, yeah, cool. It's been a bit of a fun episode. Like, guys, I would encourage you to go check out that video if you're in for a bit of entertainment. There's a few laughable moments in there. And yeah, a different way to kind of document things. And I might be making a follow-up video to that on that channel as well. So. Cool. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode and maybe got something out of it. Definitely leave a comment on our Instagram. Send us a direct message with a video message. We dare you. We'd love to hear from you guys, and we love it when you leave a rating on our iTunes. Let us know if you do any habit stacking or if you've tried any challenges. We really want to know. So anything else, Dan?
No, that's it.
Thanks for getting meta with us, guys.